4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, as a five-day ceasefire in Gaza comes to an end, the Palestinian and Israeli negotiators currently engaged in indirect talks in Cairo have agreed to extend the temporary truce for another day.
We have agreed to an extension for one day only. Tomorrow, we will either agree or we disagree. We hope that the next 24 hours are exploited so that we would reach an agreement, or else the circle of violence will continue.
Israel has also confirmed the agreement to extend the Gaza truce. The indirect talks mediated by Egypt began last week after a month-long Israeli war on the impoverished Palestinian territory. The negotiations center on an Egyptian proposal that meets some of the Palestinian demands, such as easing the blockade of Gaza. Earlier, some reports suggested that the two sides have already agreed on a permanent ceasefire and that most of the Palestinian demands have been met. But Palestinian negotiators have rejected the report about such a deal.
We have not reached a final agreement until now on any article. In every article, the Israelis want a sentence or a paragraph or a statement or a phrase that destroys the agreement and makes it unacceptable for the Palestinians. The Palestinian delegation is all unified. What I'm saying is that tomorrow is the last chance. Either the Israeli delegation changes its behavior if they were serious on reaching an agreement, or we will be in front of a dead end.
Let's speak to Press TV's Ashraf Shannon, who joins us from Gaza. Now, Ashraf, we have this confirmation from the Palestinian side that no long-term ceasefire agreement has been agreed upon. However, why is it that Israel continues to come to the negotiating table? What does it want exactly when it comes to a long-term ceasefire?
Well, for the last couple of dozen years almost, Israel has been dragging its feet through negotiations with the Palestinians. But what people have noticed, and we have noticed, that while Israel is dragging its feet in negotiations with the Palestinians, it continues to increase illegal Jewish settlement activities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem al-Quds, and also trying to gain political, international political support to what is doing, especially in East Jerusalem al-Quds, by Judaizing East Jerusalem al-Quds and displacing people from there. So according to analysts, the delay by Israel signing agreements with Palestinians and dragging its feet is basically just to gain more time and to hide behind these activities in order to increase more land grab, especially in the West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds, for many reasons, specifically for water resources and also for natural resources, especially in the West Bank.
Right now, Ashraf, 24 hours to go now. There is every chance that there might not be a long-term ceasefire agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians. What can we expect after that? Is Israel prepared to engage the resistance movement in Gaza once again?
Well, my estimate is as follows. Israel probably try to cause some problems in the West Bank with the Palestinians there. We have to understand that Palestinians in the West Bank, in Gaza, East Jerusalem al-Quds, and even in Palestinian areas occupied in 1948, are considered as one unit as far as the Palestinians are concerned. So most likely, some sort of maybe extreme Jewish settler attacks in the West Bank might take place, in order to drag the Palestinian resistance factions, whether in the West Bank or in Gaza, to retaliate. And this way, Israel would show the international community, give the international community an excuse to let it again attack the Palestinians, maybe stronger in Gaza. Let's not forget that before the so-called Operation Protective Edge, it all started when three Israeli settlers disappeared in the West Bank and later were found dead. And immediately after the disappearance, Israel and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the Hamas movement of being responsible for the disappearance and started attacking areas in the Gaza Strip. And this drew retaliation from Palestinian resistance factions in Gaza. And this whole thing continued until Israel killed at least 2,000 people in the Gaza Strip.
Okay, Press TV's Ashraf Shan, and they're reporting from Gaza. Ashraf, thanks very much indeed.